Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Oversteer Sadie Elliott. Today we are coming to you with an exciting topic, a very good topic. The enemy did not want this topic talked about today. It has tried to do everything to the computer, setting up this program for today. But you know, God is able, so we are going to go on in the name of Jesus and do what we know how to do best, and that's to lean and depend on Him and praise Him. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the broadcast. Thank you for those that's listening in or will listen in sometime today or tonight. We give you praise and honor for the show. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Today we're talking about a slugger. And if you read in Proverbs, started in 6 and 6, that was intriguing to me each time I read Proverbs and I read about the slugger. So I wanted to know more about the slugger. So I'm doing a show today on the slugger. And, you know, the verse from Proverbs 6 and 6 says, "Go to the ant, thy slugger, consider her ways, and be wise." My. And you know, the slugger has a get-by spirit. Oh, if I can just get by enough to make it in, I'll be all right. You know, you hear some people say that even about their religious Christian belief. If I can just make it in, I'll be all right. Well, wait a minute. Let's talk a little bit today about the characteristic of a slugger. You know, first of all, is he or she can be self-seeker. It's always looking out for number one, himself or herself. That can be characteristic of a slugger. Another one is the slugger is a pleasure seeker. You find that in Proverbs 21, 25 through 26. And I think we'll go right on over there in case you don't have your Bible. I'll just go ahead and read what it says in that chapter, in that verse on Proverbs 25. And I'm going to turn right back over to it. And the word of God says in 25, and verse, I mean Proverbs 21, 25 and 26 say, "Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul, be not thou one of them that strike hands or of them that are sureties for death." You know, this slugger, you know, he or she is a pleasure seeker. And this slug is destroyed by his or her desires. And another characteristic of a slugger is short-sighted. Think only of the present. When you think about it, do you know some people like that? It's short-sighted. Think only of the present. You know, they live for just this moment. You know, they want to do things just for this moment. I thought I'd bring you up to date a little bit on a slugger. And it's in the Word of God. It's nothing new that I found that I've just put in here. It's in your Bible, starting in Proverbs 6 and 6. You know, you can't just get by enough, the slugger. The Bible tells me that this type of person is a robber or a thief, and that no thieves are going to enter into God's kingdom of heaven. You're stealing. Be no stealing in heaven. I know I wasn't using good grammar there, but there won't be any stealing in heaven. You're not going to be able to lay back on someone else's prayers or someone else witnessing or someone else's work for the Lord. The slugger, you have to get up, she or he. Get up. Pray. Not just for yourself. Pray for others. Witness to somebody else. Not try to take someone else witnessing that you heard somebody else that had witnessed to. But learn how to witness on your own. Go out there and witness for the Lord. and you will have a testimony. You know, it works. And it won't work if you don't get out there and try. You know, John 10:1 said, he that enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some of the way, the same is a thief. My. And when you think about that, being a thief, a robber, You know, the passage of scriptures goes on to talk about the shepherd, on how the shepherd responds to his voice. You know, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his one sheep by name and lead them out. And the sheep follow him, but they know his voice. And you will know God's voice. And a stranger will they not follow. You won't follow a stranger. When you know God's voice, you're going to follow God. You know, this is saying, in modifying term, that the slugger is not sensitive to the voice of God. I think I'll say that one again. In modifying term, that the slugger is not sensitive to the voice of God. If he's too lazy to listen to God here, why do you think he's going to pay attention to him in heaven? We're talking about a slugger today. And it's in your Bible, in Proverbs, you're going to find a lot of chapters talking about, and a lot of verses in the Bible talking about the slugger. And, you know, a slugger is slow, heavy, lazy. It could be a man or woman, person habitual was lazy and inactive. They're inactive in their prayers. They're inactive in fasting. The slugger is inactive in Bible reading and resisting. The slugger is inept in temptation, forgiveness, witnessing, faithfulness. You know, it probably won't hurt me to do this. You know what the problem is. Not that you're not aware of it being a temptation, but you are too lazy to stand up and fight against the devil. God does not cater to slouchiness, interested in us becoming a spiritual bum. He didn't give us the power to live above sin. For us to wallow in sin is like a pig. And you know, a pig will wallow in his mess. You know that. You know, I kind of like it here. The problem is they're too lazy to move. That's what some of them are saying. But old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's what the word of God says. And then you say, why am I having problems with impure thought? Because you are too lazy to study, to show thyself approved unto God. You say it's too hard to memorize. If you started going through scriptures day after day, take it 2 or 3 verses and memorize those scriptures. You'll be surprised how it would help you in the long run. You will get to learn. You will get to go to other parts of the Bible, chapters, and you will start seeing that you can't make it without it, that you need to learn and memorize scriptures. And another thing, you want your mind with it so that it can crowd out the filth that this world attacked us with throughout every day. When you start reading the Word of God, reciting the Word of God, going through the Word of God, even through the concourse, through the dictionary, words that you're not sure of, when you start looking and you start seeing things like this here, I read this every day, every chapter, every day. But every time I get to that, I say, no, wait a minute. Let me do a program on that, on slugger. And really let people know, in case they haven't picked up their Bibles or their dictionary, to know what sluggers are really talking about. And that's what I did. And in the Word of God, according to Ephesians 4:8-9, we must think on whatsoever things are just, true, honest, pure, loyal, a good report, virtuous, praiseworthy. This is what we should be and should be on your mind. But you've got to put forth efforts to keep your thoughts clean. You know, in Proverbs 10:4-5 and 26 say, he become poor that dealeth with a slack hand. He that sleepeth in harvest is a son that calls shame. As vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eye, so is the sluggard to them that sin him, which is unpleasant. You know, Proverbs 14:23 also speak about the talk of the lips tending only to penury. And I'll read that one also. I'm just giving you some scriptures on in case you're wondering, where did she get that word from today for this topic? Well, it's in the Word of God. It's in your Bible if you have not tore it out. And Proverbs 19:15 says, slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hungry. You know, when you think about obedience and discipline, life and hope, you know, Proverbs 24:13 says, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing, love not sleep, lest I come to poverty. And you find a lot of people that say they're going to look for a job, but they stay in the bed till 12, 1, 2, and 3, people getting off from work. How are you going to get a job like that? You got to get up off your do nothing and be energized, be motivated, have your prayer time with God, your meditation with God. Get up. Move around. Don't let people call you lazy and slope or heavy and all these different things. Sluggle. Time to get up. Slug up all that sleep, all that other stuff that you're doing. You know, Proverbs 3:21 say, drowsiness shall clothe a man with rage. And as I was reading that one, it said on 21:23 and 21 says, be not among wine bibbers, among righteous eater of flesh. My. And then when you go over to Ecclesiastes 10:18, let's see what it's saying. It's talking about slopiness too over there. Let me turn right on to it real quick, because I'm just bringing you up to date on a few words that we read, but we don't really go back and really try to find out what they really meant or what significant they had. It was a significant for God to have it in his word. It was significant for it to be in here. So that means we need to check on it and see what was it talking about. You know, how can it help me? In Ecclesiastes 10:18, it says, by much slothfulness the building decayed, and through idleness of the hands the house dropped through. And Ezekiel, I went to Ezekiel also, still talking about the slugger now. You're going to find a lot of, when you start researching this in the Word of God, excuse me, you're going to find a lot of scriptures that will give you about the slugger. Amen, amen. And Ezekiel 16:49 say, this was the iniquity of thy sister. Sodom and pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughter. My. And in 1 Timothy 5:13, it said, whether they learn to do idle and to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattling, also busybody. Now, did you know that a slugger could be a going from house to house, not only idle, but tattling, also busybody? Mom, I bet you never did associate that word with being a busybody or being a tattler. My. You know, in Luke 19:20-25, read, turn over here to Brother Luke. 19:20-25 says, and another one came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. But I fear thee, because thou art an artistic man, thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou hast not sown. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thy wicked servant. Thou knowest that I was a shrewd man, taking up that I lay not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Therefore then giveth not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own usage. And then we go to 24. And it said, and he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. You know, when you read that, it gives an example to a slothful person and the judgment that he would reap for his willingness to be an unprofitable servant of the Lord. He did not intend to reap the judgment of everlasting fire, but that is what God felt fitting as a punishment for slothfulness and laziness. You know, looking at the example, I think that we should evaluate our own lives and our position with the Lord. And ask yourself, am I doing what I know to do? Have I been slack in the things that I have been taught? These are some questions you ask yourself. Is my dedication and my consecration to God? What he expects is to be, just how much am I letting myself by with the Lord? Or the intent of my heart, the intent of a slugger? Today, let's search our own heart and seek more of him, more of his control in our life, more of his love in our heart, more grace and desire to do his will. Today we're talking about a slugger. And when you think about it, I know a lot of you all probably had read it, but you didn't think about it like that. That's what they was talking about the slugger. My. But when you think about a person that's just all for themselves, no one else, nobody have time to pray, or they got time, but they don't do it. They don't ask for forgiveness, repentance. They lazy, they slower, and now I found out that they are also busybody. My. A slugger. You know, I would like to make a suggestion with, you know, staggering implication. I believe that the workaholic is a slugger also. Now, let us be sure we all agree on what we mean by the term workaholic. The term workaholic does not refer to the man or woman who diligently at his or her task. We are talking diligently in what we do. And I'm going to go over to Romans 12 and 11 and tell you what Romans 12 and 11 says. And the word of God says in 12 and 11, not slower in business, variance in spirit, serving the Lord. My. You know, in our society, there are those who are just plain lazy and refuse to work. I know you see that every day. People walking up and down the road saying they want to work or will work for food or will, some signs say, even work for beer. They wasn't going to lie. They wanted a beer. So when you think about that, that sloppiness, what are they doing? They're not trying to build up the kingdom of God. It's all about them. It's about self-seeking, always looking for number one, themselves. You know, also the slugger destroyed by his own other desire. And he or she is wondering, well, what's happening? What's really going on? My. When you really think on the slugger and what's really going on in their life, not being productive. The slugger today. When I think about the slugger, just like the ants are working all the summer, preparing for the winter. And that's why the word said, go to the ant, thy slugger, consider her ways and be wise. That means go to that ant. See what them ants are doing. Them ants, for the whole summer, you may see a few in the flower bed or in your yard, front or back, but they're steadily working. Why you steadily complaining and don't want to do this and want to do this. So come the winter, you don't very seldom see an ant. In the summertime, you see them because they're busy like bees. They're steadily working. They're steadily doing things to put up for the winter months because they know they ain't going to be out migrating in the middle of the months. But are we doing that? No. We trying to run game on somebody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You need to get to fasting, get to praying, get to reading your Bible, reading your word. Things going to come up in your life. And if you don't take heed, now how are you going to be able to pass your test? You're not going to be able to pass your test because you're doing everything contrary to the will of God. Have you seen so many people walking around saying they don't have a job or they can't find a job? And when you pick up the paper or look on your TV screen in your city, you'll see where they're hiring here and hiring there. But did they go apply themselves? No. Did they try to get hired? No. They complained and bellyached, well, they can't do this. It's not enough pay. Or they just don't feel like going. Just think about that. My. You know, in the Word of God, it's so many answers to the problems that we have or given us to do. You know, while there's a possibility of Christian to neglect his responsibility of laziness, it is also necessary, they say, some have no interest in spiritual things because they have no spiritual life. Such individuals are not lazy. They are lifeless, spiritually dead. It may be that you are not living in obedience to the commandments of scriptures because you have never come to have eternal life through faith in the person of Christ. And, you know, when you think of self-deceived slugger has no idea that he or she is lazy. He or she is not attractive but realistic, not self-indulgent but below the best in the mornings when you think about it. The slugger live in a world of wishing, which is this substitute for working. It can ruin him materialistic or her and imprison him or her spiritually. For he or she neither commands himself or herself nor escape themselves. When you think about the slugger, and you know the characteristic of a slugger described in the New Testament as the characteristic of the old nature of the Christian, which must be put off. You know, and to do not participate in unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them, for it is disgrace even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything become visible is light. For this reason it says, awake, sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as an unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. We're telling you a little bit today about the slugger. And I hope you're getting something out of it. You can follow me with your Bible as we go through this broadcast today on letting you know about the slugger. You know, let's face it, there is nothing easy about our spiritual life. We are called to be disciples of our Lord. As such, we must endure hardship and persecution. I know some of you all that's listening or will listen later, you went through some hardship and persecution in your life. And as one gospel song has put it, it's not an easy road. There's always another day. Moment by moment, day by day, a tiny piece, time, the spiritual battle is lost, largely by default. You know, I am beginning to understand why the slugger plays so significant a part in the book of Proverbs. Repeatedly in the first 9 chapters, not only the value of wisdom is emphasized, but also the price at which it must be attained. My. Glory, glory, glory. My. And you know, as I read on, I was looking at the New Testament that found the character flaws of the slug in Proverbs are dealt with repeatedly. For example, in Matthew 24, our Lord spoke of the time of the great tribulation. And the last days, repeatedly, he urges disciples to watch and be alert so they would not be caught off guard at his return, devoting themselves to matter of less importance than the kingdom. And you know, the Lord continued to warn the saints about the danger of spiritual sluggishness. In the parable of the talent, it was a servant who had but one talent and who failed to make use of it for his master. The servant had an excuse, his line in the road. He said that he knew his master was harsh and he was afraid. If our Lord had little pity on the slugger, neither did his apostles. Paul instructed the Thessalonian church not to feed a man who refused to work. That's in the word. If he refusing to work, the word said don't feed him. Now that's what the word said. It's not me just talking. That's what the word said. Go to 2 Thessalonians 3:10. My. I'm going to turn my Bible on over there, back over there also. Because you'll find the heart of the meat in the Word of God. Trying to get people off of they do nothing and start doing something. Because God don't want you sitting on your do nothing. Not doing anything, always complaining, always grumbling. He wants you to be able to get out there. You want a family, you got to take care of your family. You can't put it up on somebody else. You have to do it. Amen, amen. Let's turn right on over here to this chapter. Hallelujah. Okay. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. And let me get on right over there. The 3rd chapter. In the 10th verse, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Now that's in the word. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 It's telling you in here, for even when we were with you, This we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Every man and woman should work that want to eat, want to take care of their obligation. You should be so lazy and slower, the slugger where you want, excuse me, everyone to take care of you. No, 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 no. That is not what God was saying. He wants you all to come up out of that mentality. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, let me go on a little bit further. You know, the characteristics of a slug are described in the New Testament as a characteristic of the old nature. And when we were thinking about that and reading that, and urging Christians to wake up in the light of the nearness of the Lord's return, Paul used a figure of speech similar to that used with reference to the slugger. And this do, knowing the time that is already the hour for you to awake from sleep. But now salvation is nearer to us than we believe. My, 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 my. And then when you think of the slugger, therefore consider the member of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and greed, which amount to idolatry. It is on account of these things of the wrath. Hold on a moment. The Lord, we have someone. But the computer is acting up, but we are going on, right on. We are not letting this get us down. Nope, we're not going to let it get us down today. And you know, the New Testament urged the Christian to put aside the attitude and action of the old man and to put on Jesus Christ. Former desires are to be put off, and we are to live in accordance with the law of love. Christians are to be motivated by the realization that the time is short. The return of our Lord is. When it is possible for a Christian to neglect his responsibility because of an apart and a laziness, it is also necessary to say that some have no interest in spiritual things because they have no spiritual life. You know, such individuals are not lazy. They are lifeless, spiritually dead. It may be that you are not living in obedience to the commandment of scriptures because you have never come to have eternal life through faith in the person of Christ. When asked by his countrymen who work they should do, Jesus replied, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who he has sent." Find that in John 6:29. And if you have not yet placed your faith in Jesus Christ who died in your place, suffering the penalty for your sin, I urge you to do this now. And when you think about it, my, 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 the slugger. I hope I have given you quite a bit of information today, because when we begin to understand why the slugger plays so significant part in the book of Proverbs, repeated in the first 9 chapters, not only the value of wisdom is emphasized, but also the price at which it must be obtained. You know, my son and daughter, if you receive my saying and treasure my commandments within you, make your ears attentive to wisdom. Incline your ears to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure, then you will discern, the fear of the Lord and to discover the knowledge of God. My. Talking about the spiritual slugger now. And you know, the slugger must go to work. The bottom line for a slugger is that he must stop loping off and get to work. Whether he or she is forced by pain and pressure, or far better, by a new outlook on life, he or she must overcome his leadership and do what need to be done. He who till his land will have plenty of bread, but be who pursue vain things lack sense. In all labor there is profit, but more talk leads only to poverty. He who tilt the land will have plenty of food, but he who follow empty persuades will have poverty in plenty. You know, when you think about the slug and reading Proverbs and other chapters on sluggers, you'll be surprised of what you come up with, what you see. Somebody, if it's not in your family, it may be in somebody's family that you see that plain lazy and refuse to work, just want to walk around for someone else to take care of them. No, no, no. You got to stop procrastinating and get up. You know your obligations. Start doing them. Start working on them. Because the spiritual slugger may be starving himself and his family of biblical truth. And he may be responsible for his own downfall and that of others. Those who also in some kind of professional Christian ministry are even more susceptible to the danger of the workaholic because they are convinced that they are doing study on the Lord's work. While ministering to the spiritual needs of others, we may be neglected in our own studies and devotion as well as leading our families. I know that is true in my life. Let us be honest with ourselves. If the things weren't, when you think about, you know, ministering, my. When things are working hardest at all, keeping up from obeying the commandments of our Lord, we may well be both workaholic and sluggers. Finally, it may be possible that you are neglecting your spiritual responsibility for another reason. The heavens will be destroyed by burning. Elements will melt with intense heat. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness will come forth like never before. Now, coming to the close of the program today, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when he appear, we shall be like him because we shall see him just as he is. Everyone who has this hope fixed on him purify himself just as he is pure. We are made in the image and the likeness of God. So today, I hope you learned a little more about the slugger that you read about every time you read Proverbs, but that you don't think anything about it. You just say the words and keep going. But I was inquisitive, inquiry mind, as they say, wanting to know. So I wanted to know a little bit about the slugger. What the slugger do? Is it with us every day? Is it something we encounter every week? Or do we, you know, get it through what? What kind of way? Us being slothfulness and lazy. Just think about that, the slugger. Check around. You might find somebody in your family that fits that description. But we give God praise today, show, because he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And before we leave the air, oh, gracious Father, we say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the broadcast, even in spite of we couldn't use the computer for it today, but we still give you praise. We give you honor. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. You all have a wonderful day, and just look up your scriptures for yourself and read about the slugger. Bye-bye.